Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask Podcast. We answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week, and today's question comes from Sven. Oh, I love your accent, Sven.
Hi, Taryn. This is Sven from Germany. First of all, thank you very much for all the nice videos you post out there. This really helps a lot getting into triathlon and learning new techniques for training. I started off similar to you because I was 1 year ago, much overweight, 28, didn't think that this was all. And so I changed a bit, did trainings, started to lose a few months of kilos already. And I signed up for 2 triathlon next year because I really think that with a goal in mind, it's much easier to train and also to keep on forward for eating, for workout. But what I'm thinking is, besides structured training and a good amount of workout, it's a bit about safety. So safety in training, safety in bike skills, and so on. So when you started training, what was your experience for bike skills, for training, for running techniques? How did you learn that? Because to be honest, I can't afford to do all the sessions with a trainer, but I really want to learn something and really want to keep on going forward, especially regarding injury prevention and bike safety. So it would be great to hear from you. And thank you very much. Keep the good content up. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question, Sven. Yeah, awesome for you. Great. I hear in your voice little bits of old Taryn in the late 20s when I was getting into triathlon and trying to figure it out and going through niggles and injuries and little bits of pain here and there. I remember what it was like. So I totally get that sense of wanting to be safe for injuries. And oh my God, oh, just as I'm talking about this, I'm remembering the very first bike ride that I went on out in the open road with the cars going by. And genius me, I did it not on a road that even had a shoulder. So I was right in the middle of traffic on this road bike that I had just bought about 3 days earlier. Oh yeah, it was terrible. So starting with injuries, I would say that in the first year, Sven, you got to be very, very careful with injuries and start learning and paying attention to your body as much as possible. Because in that first year, you're going to be going through a lot of like dusting off the cobwebs and learning what the injuries and inefficiencies are in your body. Something that I say quite a bit is that when you are assessing if something is a very serious injury, or an injury that you just have to train through, is an injury that you have to train through often happens in the muscle belly of a muscle. So in that big meaty part of your calf or the meaty part of your quads or your bicep, those you just kind of got to train through, and eventually your muscles will stop throwing a sissy fit and they'll learn that it's okay to be really active. However, if you start feeling aches and pains that are in joints, ankles, shoulders, knees, things that are really sharp. A rule of thumb that Coach Pat has is if you start training and it hurts and it doesn't go away after warming up with about 5 minutes, shut it down. That's an injury that you need to tend to. And for that, certainly in your first year, I'd recommend going to a sport-specific physiotherapist, because those folks will be able to assess what is the inefficiency that your body has structurally that you need to fix that will likely fix a lot of the injuries that are propping up. So in my case, I had a bit of a twisted pelvis, and instead of trying to fix something that hurt in my knee and something that hurt in my ankle and something that hurt in my lower back, basically all we did was we worked on increasing the flexibility and the range of motion in my right hamstring, and that fixed a lot of the other things. So use those as a guideline for how to stay injury free. Now, when it comes to safety on the bike, this is huge. I don't know where you live, but there are some cities that are worse than others for riders having dangerous encounters with cars out on the road. Some cars and some cities just aren't very cyclist friendly. So if you are in one of those areas, certainly consider doing one of two things. I know that you mentioned that you don't have the money to get a trainer. You certainly don't have to get the Wahoo kicker for $1,200-$1,300. My very first trainer, I believe I bought for $90 or $100. And just start out with something very, very cheap if that's what your budget is. And those will be fine to get going with. You don't have to blow your entire life savings just to get into triathlon. If you can't even do that, that's all right. But if you have a road bike, go and get your road bike or tri bike sized up and measure all of the measurements that you've got for how high the seat is, how far back from the handlebars it is, how far over top of the pedals it is. Get all those measurements. And then what you can do is go to a spin class or a gym where they have access to a bike that has adjustability that it can get you into a similar position of what that bike is that you've already been fit to, and try to get really close to that so you're working similar muscles. If you can't even do that, I did a huge amount of the training for my first triathlon on a stationary bike that wasn't adjustable, and then I went and rode maybe 6 times on a new bike in traffic, apparently, now that I think back to it, and then I went and did my first triathlon. So don't feel like you need to do absolutely everything that you see all other triathletes doing out there. Do as much or as little as you can until you start getting comfortable with it, and then do a little bit more and just make sure that you stay safe. Thank you very much for your question, Sven. Excellent accent, my friend. If any other Trainiacs out there want to get their question featured on the show, by all means, please do so. Go to triathlonterran.com/trainee ask, record your question there, and give a shout out to anyone who you want to. We need shout outs. We like the shout outs. We want to hear who you're training with, why you're training with them, who your family members and supportive Sherpas are. Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.